There he is, the mightiest of men. Oh, my sweetie, are you okay? Bank robbery? Laser guns. Killer robots? Jeez. Who knew the city's most trusted hero had so much stamina? Oh, baby, don't worry. I got you. Here. Let's lay you down. Well, those killer robots may have been able to throw you around like a rag doll, but this little lady cannot. All right. I see you have a few cuts on the arm. Oh, and you have a few scars, too. I'm just saying, thank God you have instant healing abilities, because minimum wage can't handle Captain Isaac's medical bills. Yes, I know you can only instantly heal little stuff, like these scars, and no one is invincible, but look at you. No one can ever imagine doing anything of greater damage to you. If they did, maybe I would have to put a cape on myself. Oh, come on. How dangerous could he... It's a she. I mean, of course it could possibly be a she. 2019, no labels, all that jazz, but how do you know it's a she? And to be fair, I know a lot of men with that body type, so I'm not being suspicious. I'm just saying, maybe you're a little off. I mean, even heroes have off days. I just wish today was yours. What? Oh, I said I have to go check on dinner. You know, the meals you have to eat to give evil a defeat, or whatever you tell those kids at the community center. You stay here. I'll be right back. How the hell does he know my sex? I pay so much money on my outfits to make myself as mysterious as possible. And Mr. Steroids is trying to crack my code. Luckily, I got out of there as fast as possible before he unmasked me like I was some Scooby-Doo villain. And I am no one's Scooby-Doo villain! Oh, yeah, honey, just going over my lines for the church musical next month. Have to get in character, you know? I'm on my Jennifer Lawrence shit, except I'm actually relatable. Okay, calm down, you evil one. I mean, this conversation wouldn't even be happening if he wasn't so good at dodging laser beams and taking robot batteries out of their brains. As massive as he is, he sure is smooth as a fox. Too bad I won't see those moves on the dance floor of our upcoming wedding, because I'm in the middle of probably my greatest plan ever. Pose as the sexiest woman he's ever seen. Be the partner he has always wanted. Find out all of his strengths and weaknesses. Use them against him and kill him. World domination by the following Tuesday in that order. I never thought pretending to be a 30-something broke-ass millennial could be so hard. I miss opera, caviar, and dresses. Not Netflix, ramen, and pink sweatpants that aren't even goddamn pink. It doesn't help that they still have fucking food stains on them. For a big hero, You sure can't afford to get a washer and dryer that works properly. But don't you worry, Captain Isaac. This little guessing game of yours will come to an end soon enough. Because when you least expect it, the truth will be revealed. You will be gone from existence, and I will rule with the identity I truly have. And that is of Dangerous Diana. I told you I had double D's that could kill. Oh, here I come, baby. That brute is expecting dinner. Doesn't he have enough protein by now? Well, time to lower my standards again. Pumpkin spice flavored ramen. Oof. I hope I don't die before him.